just got to see you. Toy shook hand with the girls. He said, "Don't forget the boy. Merry Christmas. I want to see Santa Claus. I know just about you. Want to have
DJ Shangri-La, thank you for indulging all of my Christmas dreams and fantasies this evening. You have just heard Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by Al Hurt, The Christmas Song by Lee Jackson and the Cadillac Baby Specials, Christmas Luau by Nolani and the Leo Nahi Nahi Singers, Twistin' Bells by Santo and Johnny, Dancin' with Santa by the Trashmen, Donde Esta Santa Claus by Chang Liu, Little Jack Frost, Get Lost by Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee, Oh Happy Day by Vince Guaraldi, and Santa Done Got Hip by the Marquise. So be sure to stick around for the Wiggle Room, where you'll hear Dono, that's up next, from 8 to 9 p.m. Before we get to that, for the cherry on top of tonight's show, we have Watch Them Resolutions. some more sage advice by Babs Gonzalez. So a merry, merry maraschino melodrama to all, and to all a good night.
Man, why are you looking so drunk? And this being New Year's Eve, ain't you going to the dance?
No, man. All my friends in the pawn shop. Plus, I missed a figure today. And I didn't go to my hang. But you can believe next year, I'll not be suffering with the shorts like this.
Why?
Because I'm making some New Year's resolutions. And I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, I know all you cats have often said, next year I intend to be cool, cause I'm gonna save all my bread. I'm gonna quit chasing them chicks and hollering out loud and flashing my cash trying to draw a crowd. I'm gonna keep my vines out the pawn shop and stay looking real neat and start tasting them cooler brands instead of Sneaky Pete. And I'm gonna stop my land props from singing the blues. And each and every rent day, I intend to pay my dues. Well, for the first few blacks, well, you do it upright. And then you start wondering, what's happening on the scene tonight? You lamp your bread, and you ease out a pound. Now you know that's gonna cool you, cause you ain't going for but a round. There's old Freddie and Paul, my man Cal, and old Sud Bustin' Francis acting like a glamour gal. Where you been, man? We ain't seen you of late. You must have hit the figures, cause you sure look great. Well, I know he's shucking and jiving, but vanity being our case, everything's cool, man. Come on, have a taste. Well, you forget about time while he tells you about the past, and you fail to dig, your pound is splitting very fast. Say, do you know that chick over there? The one with the hat box and the long black hair? Yeah, she's a friend of mine who thinks she's real wise, but I'll cut you into her if you got eyes. After all the formalities and she don't drink or smoke, now you know you can take her for the pure okie doke. You lay down your sound, and well, just when you think this is it, one of the big fellas show up and say, all right, baby, let's split. Everything is a drag, and you want to quit the scene, cause your pound is gone, and so is the queen. You cop the morning papers, well, and you make it home to bed, and then you think of all them resolutions that you never should have said. The next bright, on the way to your hame, you wonder to yourself if you really that much of a lame. Oh well, I might as well try to cheer up, cause next year I'm sure I got to have better luck.
His cowboy song, he's just too much. He's got a knocked out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on Moco weed. He's what you call a swing half breed. Singing his cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, yeah, yeah, come a tie, yippity, yeah. Singing his cowboy song, he's just too much. He's got a knocked out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on loco weed. He's what you call
Hear now the mighty thunder of a giant drum.
Yeah. Christmas is come and gone, but boy, one thing about Christmas will not leave me alone, and that is a song that they play at Christmas time. It is the eeriest, most horrific Christmas song I've ever heard, and I like Christmas music, so I'm not against Christmas music. I'm against this dark, disturbing song, and it's called Christmas Shoes, and it's a... Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Jesus God. The song is called Christmas Shoes, and it's by a Christian group called New Song, which I don't know why. Why would you name your group New Song? You're just going to be living in an Abbott and Costello routine for the rest of your life. Yeah, we got a new song. By who? Exactly. What? Oh, fuck this. So, song is called Christmas Shoes, and I'm going to take you through it very briefly. So the first verse of the song is, it was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, just trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Oh, there's a guy in line at a store. He's a little cranky. He's a little cranky at Christmas time. Meh. And by the way, I'm going to recite these lyrics because the dude that sings it like this. It was almost Christmas time. There was the... Because that's his way of saying, look, I'm singing in a Christian rock band. Ladies, make no mistake, I will lay the fucking pipe into you. You're not... If I get you back in my room at the La Quinta Inn next to this state fair...
It's you. Please disconnect.
All right, so it looks like we're having a little technical difficulties right now with the stream. Welcome to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU. This is your automated bot sitting in, scheduling Dono's show. Please, please, stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you with the wonderful Dono and Dono's Holiday Special right here in Sheena's Jungle Room.
On va te confesser, I love you. On va te confesser, I care. On va te confesser, I love you, and say do. La 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 la.
gonna have fun.
And we're back, and we're certainly sorry about the technical difficulties that just happened. We're going to be playing Dono's Show right now, his holiday special. And after Austin Rich tonight, do stay tuned, and we'll run a full stream of Dono's Hour. Yes, a full stream that will be at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 8 p.m. Pacific. And if you're in between areas, well, just stay tuned. It's a fun night. Dono's next. Right now, actually, followed by Austin Rich. Stay tuned to Sheena's, and this is Christmas with Coyle and Sharp.
Christmas has come and gone, but boy, one thing about Christmas will not leave me alone, and that is a song that they play at Christmas time. It is the eeriest, most horrific Christmas song I've ever heard, and I like Christmas music, so I'm not against Christmas music. I'm against this dark, disturbing song, and it's called Christmas Shoes. And it's a, does anyone know what I'm talking about? Jesus God. The song is called Christmas Shoes, and it's by a Christian group called New Song, which I don't know why would you name your group New Song? You're just gonna be living in an Abbott Costello routine for the rest of your life. Yeah, we got a new song. By who? Exactly. What? Oh, fuck this. So, song is called Christmas Shoes, and I'm going to take you through it very briefly. So the first verse of the song is, it was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, just trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Oh, there's a guy in line at a store. He's a little cranky. He's a little cranky at Christmas time. Meh. And by the way, I'm going to recite these lyrics because the dude that sings it like this. It was almost Christmas time. There was because that's his way of saying, look, I'm singing in a Christian rock band. Ladies, make no mistake, I will lay the fucking pipe into you. You're not. If I get you back in my room at the La Quinta Inn next to this state fair where we're playing, God's telephone pole will have you chanting the sick evening prayer. So, all right, so that's first verse. The guy in line is a little cranky. Now, standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around the way little boys do, and in his hand he held a pair of shoes. Okay, little kid in front of him holding a pair of shoes. Here comes the next verse. His clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. So he's like a Dickensian street urchin. In a world full of ham sanitizers, he's, have you got a halfpenny, sir? Then how about a smile? And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Here comes the chorus of the song. Chorus starts off pretty good, then it takes a hard left turn into Assholeville. So hang on. Get your seatbelts on. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. That's sweet. He's buying shoes for his mom. That's really nice. Hang on. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. She's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. The kid's mom is dying. He is buying her shoes. So when she gets to heaven, by the way, I missed the part of the Bible where Jesus is really bitchy and catty about people's footwear when they get to the pearly gate. You're not getting into heaven in those, honey. No, I'm sorry. I died for your sins, but those pumps are unforgivable. Paul Lynde all of a sudden. All right. So he's buying shoes for his mom on Christmas Eve. Here comes the next verse. He counted pennies for what seemed like years. He's paying for the shoes with fucking pennies. Pennies. Then the clerk said, "Son, there's not enough here." What kind of psychotic asshole hears that this kid's mom is dying? He's paying in pennies. "Yeah, you're 6 cents short. How about that? Yeah, life's a bitch, isn't it? That's not our policy here at Fashion Bug. I don't know what to tell you. That 6 cents comes right out of my paycheck. I can't help you." And then, I'm not going to recite the rest of these goddamn lyrics. The little kid turns around to the guy in line and goes, "I don't know how I'm going to buy these shoes." Which now it starts to sound like a scam. Like maybe the kid and his dad are going to different stores. The dad's out in the parking lot in a beat-up Chevy Nova with a trunk just filled with women's shoes. They're just covered in jizz. He's like, "Listen, go in there. You've got to trick a guy into buying them. I can only jerk off to these if you trick a guy into buying them. That's what Vietnam did to me." So then, the grouchy guy in line pays for the shoes, and the kid is happy and he runs out of the store. Now we get to the bridge of the song. The bridge will make you lose all hope that we live in a just or sane universe. Here it comes. "I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me of what Christmas is all about." Let's review. There's a guy in line. He's a little cranky on Christmas. God looks down and sees this. "Somebody in a bad mood on my son's birthday? Bullshit. Give that kid's mom cancer. Make sure he's in front of him in line. Make him 7 cents short for the shoes. This guy will buy them, and then he'll be in a good mood." I almost feel like Jesus is behind God going, "I don't think we need to give a kid's mom. Kid, you shut the fuck up. It's going to be the best birthday you ever had. It's going to be the best birthday you ever had. Buddha gave me a hand job in the hot tub. I'm really lost, son. Merry Christmas. Good night." Thanks again, Lizard. Thank you so much.
Christmas time's for assholes, assholes just like you. Christmas time's for assholes, all your dreams come true. Hope you feel defensive in your empty shell. Christmas time's for assholes, I'm in love with you. Cheeks and be a fawning corporate slut. Got to make the payments on your new sports car. Christmas time's for assholes, and that's what you are.
Stephen King. Stephen, I'd like you to meet James B. Coyle.
Glad to meet you, Stephen.
How do you do, sir?
Now, Mr. Coyle is a hypnotist. He's applied for a job at KGO. We're going to be utilizing one of these people at our radio station for various purposes over the air. Before selecting one of them, we audition them on the streets. And Mr. Coyle will now explain what he would like to do with you.
What I would like to do today, very briefly, is deprive you of your power of speech for a short period of time. I would like to deprive you of your oral capacities for 15 to 20 minutes, and I would ask your cooperation. Would you be willing to attempt this?
On the street?
Right now, yes.
This I'd be willing to attempt it.
Very fine.
Okay, fine. Are you prepared, Mr. Coyle?
I certainly am. Now, actually, you're facing the street. I would prefer if the gentleman could be facing in toward the sidewalk rather than with the motion of the cars and the public vehicles behind us.
Okay, fine. Can we turn around for just a second? Right. Swell.
Try and associate yourself with the task that we have before us, which is simply a matter of you're losing your power of speech. Try to follow what I'm saying and prepare yourself for a loss of oral capacity. Try to face the fact that man doesn't need his voice. Try to accept the fact that speech is a supplemental part of human existence, which is not necessary. Try to remember that in one time in history, man was unable to speak. Now, I am going to, in the next 30 seconds, say one word. And after that one word is uttered, you are going to be unable to speak for 15 minutes. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Now I will utter the one word. Grievance. Speak.
I can still speak.
Now, the gentleman has lost his power of speech. Now, Mr. Coyle, could you tell me...
Give him another chance. Speak.
I can still speak.
Your lips are moving, but you're not speaking.
Yes, Mr. Coyle, would you tell me now, how long do you intend to keep this person under this hypnotic spell?
Insofar as I can control it, I would like to keep it to 15 or 20 minutes.
All right. We'll just keep him here on the edge of the sidewalk, then, for another 10 or 15.
Would I be able, in that interim period, to interview other people?
Okay. We'll try and get some other people. Let's move this fellow back.
Let's give him one more chance. Yeah. Speak.
I can still speak.
Speak. Make a sound come from within yourself.
Could you tell us your name, please?
Stephen King.
Could you tell us...
Let me see whether I can read his lips.
Yeah.
Would you tell us your name?
Stephen King.
Stanley? Stanley Klang? Stanley? Would you tell us your name once more?
Stephen King.
Why don't Stanley King.
Why don't you shout into his ear? I don't think he, you know.
No, he can hear me.
No, his eyes are glassy.
He can hear me.
Yeah.
Is Stanley King your name? Just nod, yes or no, please. What is King your name?
Yes.
He's nodding yes. We will arouse you again with the word grievance spoken sharply in 15 minutes. Are you willing just to rest over on the side here?
I can still speak.
He's nodding. He will. Thank you very much, Stephen.
What a peewee, pint-sized, sawed-off Donald Trumpkin it is. That disgusting little monetary dwarf shaking its dollar sign.
Good hello, everybody. It's me, that Dono guy, your former host of the former Hour of Crap, welcoming you to another edition of The Wiggle Room. And this show's theme is Christmas, only half a theme of Christmas, because I will be playing tracks from the box set Coyle and Sharp's family put out called These Two Men Are Imposters. We just heard a track called Gravens. I don't think that's a real word, but then again, with these two guys, it's pretty much normal. Start out the top of the show with Christmas Shoes by Penn Oswald. I suspect that's not on any of his comedy albums, so I just downloaded the audio from the animated YouTube video he did of that bit of his revenge against that song. Christmas Is for Assholes by Rudy Schwartz Project from the album Best of the Austin Years on the DC Jams record label. And you just heard Grevitz, or what the hell he pronounced it, came from a box that I picked up about a month or two ago from Amazon called These Two Are Imposters. I'm going to make this quick because this show is indeed packed. You will be hearing a lot of tracks from that box that I just mentioned, as well as some Christmas bits in between. And what you're going to hear right now is a track, a little skit from Coyle and Sharp called Druggist. And I think that's all you really need to know. Okay, folks, we sally forth. I'll see you on the other side.
Excuse me. Say, what do you have here in your drugstore? Do you have anything that we can use to sterilize?
What do you want to sterilize?
Operating equipment. Let me just say this right away. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to perform an operation, or what you'd call an operation, on this man. I think I read enough about the thing that I can do it.
I've agreed.
The only problem is getting the stuff sterilized.
I'll tell you this much now. Legally, whether you agree or not, you could be in trouble.
I'm not going to press any charges. No.
If anything happens, I mean, you're not going to go.
I hope it's not of a serious nature.
Develop a superhuman speed. Otherwise,
I'll explain it to you. I'm going into his chest. He's got a pain there. And frankly speaking, he isn't of such economic posture that he can go to a doctor. And I'm just going to go in and look.
Wouldn't you qualify for a county hospital?
I don't want to have anything to do with the city or the state or anything. He's a good friend of mine. We got quite a few books from a medical library. We've read up on the subject, and I really feel that he's competent to handle it.
How high is your education going? May I ask you this question formally?
Yes, third year high school. I have finished the third year high school.
Now, you know, there's something in law called, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it means a friend of the court. Sometimes a person comes in, he's on nobody's side. He's a friend of the court to help, you know?
Yeah,
sure.
And in this particular case, I would 1,000% advise you against it.
We're just going to do it now. We're going to do it in a station wagon and just get the thing over with. He has a pain in his chest that's been bothering him. He's located the area. I'm going to open the area up, and probably just by looking at it, I'll be able to see something wrong. I have enough equipment to light it up. And just press something one way or another, and I have pretty nice sewing equipment.
You are looking for trouble. I don't know, really. Let me tell you something. I'll make you a comparison. Let's talk about do-it-yourself. What is this?
Do-it-yourself, yeah. Right.
Forget the medical do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
There is nothing like experience. I mean, suppose for the sake of argument, in the chest. Now look. Let me show you something. Here, come here.
That's a clear model of the human body.
Yeah, that's right, and it comes apart, too. One thing this doesn't show, the blue of the lungs, the heart's back there. You've got veins, you've got arteries.
Can you see them when you go in?
Yeah, but sometimes they're hidden by mesenteries.
I quizzed him on mesentery. He had that right.
Today, people...
I forgot about the mesentery. That's that thing, that layer.
Look, it happens to the best of surgeons.
I'm going to take the thing in my own hands. I think I can do it. I think I've read enough in the last 2 days.
Now, let me ask you another question. What makes you think that the pain in the chest is of a surgical nature?
Let's look in and see. You know, let's go in and see.
It's a stab in the dark, but I'm willing to take it.
Well, what do you feel?
I feel it beginning in my stomach. It juts up into my chest.
You said it was pretty localized on the left side, though.
Well, last week it was. This week
now,
it seems to move.
Does eating or anything else like that have any effect?
Sometimes about 15 or 20 minutes after a meal, I faint.
You just faint. You pass out.
I've seen it. Yeah. I was going to operate him on him once, and his mother came in. I had all the equipment ready. I forgot about this sterilization business.
You like to play doctor? Not suppose it's some mild heart condition.
I don't think it's a heart condition.
How do you know?
So if it is, maybe I'll be able to do something for that.
I haven't had a heart attack since I was a child.
I read about massage.
Did you have rheumatic fever at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read about massaging the heart in the paper. There was some operation. I thought if I just went in, you know, massaged it, it might help, even if it isn't the heart.
Don't. There's not even a matter of you see, I would say, you know, I express things this way. I once said it to my wife's father, who's not a man of not too great education. I said, always say, I think something is so, if you think it's so.
Do you think I'm going to kill him?
I think you're running fantastic risks for no reason.
Well, if he goes, and there's very little possibility, as I see it, that you'd go. But if he goes, I'd be
according to the books.
Forget the books. You don't
I've
know
read
what
them for 2 days now.
For 2 days. Doctors go to medical school for 4 full years.
Yeah, but they're going to operate on the whole human body.
What's the difference?
This is just one little thing I have a fan in
the body is connected.
Can I just get some cleansing powder?
I would sell you a Kleenex because I'm that much against it.
He's done 2 operations
on a
pussycat.
One on a dog.
One on a dog, one on a pussycat. Last week, both of them came through pretty well.
For a day or two. How about some antiseptic powder?
I would advise you. I won't even mislead you or lead you one
bandages?
Way or the other.
Bandages?
I won't do a thing for you. Aspirin? I'm against it.
How about if we get the station wagon across the street, and if anything comes up,
I'm against this.
I'm just coming to tell you?
I'm against this. If you're across the street, I'll call the police.
Really?
Could we get some color film or something to take some shots?
No, I don't want to do
that. No, I want to have pictures taken of it. They
you
call
do
it.
A
lot
but
of
supposing
the big
something
operations.
Went wrong, but nothing's going to go wrong. I don't want to take any pictures.
Good.
That's stupid.
No, you're making a big mistake.
Could we get some film?
I'll sell you film. This is not medical.
Do you think I don't have sharp enough equipment?
I don't think you have. I don't think you have the training.
He's done it twice.
I don't care how many times he's done it. You don't have the training.
He took a correspondence course at one time through a magazine.
I don't care what you did.
It wasn't a medical course.
Though. Well, that's still training.
This is dangerous. This is dangerous. When you look, this is not. What should I say? The dark ages.
Can I show you the equipment I have?
I wouldn't look. No.
Sewing equipment and everything. To sew it back.
What if we just wrote up the procedures we're going to go through in the operation and you read it?
Because first of all, I'm not a physician myself, and second of all,
do you know somebody then that could come out in the car and do it? In that field?
No.
No. I believe
I'm
in doctors.
I'll do it. Don't worry. You will not do it.
As a top man, you can lose a patient.
I'm not going to lose you, but you know.
What do you mean? You're not going to lose him. How can you guarantee to him you can't? Well, you go, I'll tell you
what. He put it in writing. He guaranteed. He said there wouldn't be any chances.
You go to a doctor.
I did write something out for his mother.
You're making a fantastic mistake. You'll be in prison for several years.
That's why we wanted to park the car right across the street from your store if we needed help.
You can prescribe something.
No, get something out there, at least to stop the blood.
This is illegal for me. I would just call a doctor.
How about if I bring him around the back?
No. Leave this alone.
Could we do it at your house?
Go get yourself to... You know what they say in Shakespeare? They say, get thee to a nunnery. Get thee to a surgery. Really? You may not even need surgery. You know what you might have? I'll give you a for instance. You might have an ulcer. An ulcer. You know how they treat ulcers? They don't treat ulcers surgically. Well, you cut a piece of the stomach out and put it together again.
Couldn't I get an ulcer out? If I knew just where it was.
That's what the technique of that thing is?
I'll get it out.
I admire your confidence, but I don't admire what you're going to do. And don't do it. And the only reason I'm talking to you is you're literate people. You seem to be intelligent, and yet you're willing to run a risk, like a mutual risk for both of you. That's needless. That's foolish.
There's no risk.
I'll give you a for instance, and I'll give you chills up and down your back. Had a 49 DeSoto. I brought this car into Marshall and Clamp in Los Angeles, the DeSoto distributor, right? And I had transmission trouble. They tore the damn thing down 5 separate times, couldn't fix it properly, and finally said, we give up. If you damage his heart, and what you're going to try and do, you realize what's going to happen?
What?
There's no replacement bar for a heart. He can't go to the hardware store and get you one. Now forget about it and go away.
You suck.
Conway Twitty Records and a bottle of Robitussin. Now that's what I call Christmas.
Is it Christmas now? Asked Carol.
God damn it, shut up!
Daddy said as he spilled packages on the table.
Children everywhere would like to hear a message from you, Santa, from right here at your home in North Pole. So I came up here to make a record for them all to hear.
I don't want everyone to hear this.
Christmas bells are nice.
Oh, you little...
Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Children, Santa wants to tell you about someone who loves you very much. And this someone watches over you every night, just like your mommy, just like your daddy do. He also watches over me, Santa Claus. You all know him. His name is
Johnny Mathis.
He is the one that helps you and I when we're sick. And has the answers to all our problems. Everything Santa gives to you, boys and girls, comes from
Johnny Mathis.
And now, children, if you just stay quiet for a few minutes, I would like to tell you a story about a small boy and the love for his donkey.
Ho, ho, ho. Look, kids, I painted my ass cheeks red and green.
All I want for Christmas is a new tree for Israel.
What's in that large suitcase you're opening?
A Tickle Me the Decent Richards doll.
All we now are gay apparel.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Happy Christmas, Kilgore.
Happy Christmas, Judy.
Happy Easter, asshole.
Ho, 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 ho!
Merry Christmas, Dickhead.
Sometimes I think all that Santa crap's just bull. If he was so real, how come we didn't get squat last year?
We didn't do nothing wrong. We still got the shaft.
I don't think Santa Claus gonna make it this year. He's in jail.
Here you are, kids. A Christmas pinata filled with baked beans.
Yay!
Ho, ho, ho!
No, no, no.
What does Santa want for Christmas? I'll tell you what I would like for Christmas.
Pornography!
Santa loves it. Very, very much.
Ho, ho, ho!
Jingle bells.
The song was pretty white. And I'll tell you something else, too. The same thing goes for Christmas.
I know everybody wants to get in the Christmas groove.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
It's the holiday season. What better time for a turkey and gravy flavored
yeast control anti-itch suppository for all kinds of feminine itching? What a great idea.
We have full instructions on how to use it, and it's not difficult to use.
I like that.
The flavor is fabulous.
Hello, ho, ho. Hello, ho, ho.
Santa Claus is jolly because he knows where the bad girls live.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not tout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming.
Yes, Santa Claus is coming. This is your special Christmas reporter, Jolly Brown, at North Pole, Alaska.
Who cares?
H-A-R-K.
Hark.
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 Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means gaily wrapped gifts.
Oh.
That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from... from Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
It's the best Christmas ever!
Now, you go right ahead, Santa, and tell the children whatever you want to tell them about.
All you kids make me sick. You act like little Miss Muffet, and down inside you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty. You're greedy and self-centered. And think you can get away with anything. And you know better than the girl who sells herself to a man.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden...
showers.
Oh, yes, sir.
Once upon a time, when Uncle Wiggily was going to the 5- and 7-cent store to get a box of
stool softener capsules
for Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy, the lady muskrat housekeeper, he heard voices behind a lollipop bush.
Out of the heavens came a choir of angels. They were singing. They were happy.
Probably high on something.
They sang loud praises to God.
Meanwhile,
a Neanderthal man lurks nearby.
The hillside buzzed with the glory and excitement. Christ, the Savior, was born.
All of this happened
in 1822.
Ha. Do you recall, over the years, what many people call Jesus?
Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket.
That is correct. Isaiah was told by the Lord that this child should also be called Emmanuel.
Lewis.
Interpreted, it means
the wedge of Swiss cheese.
And he is. This child,
also known as Blanket, was suspended from this Berlin balcony.
And I've made him a cushion out of some of Jimmy Wibblewobble's duck feathers.
David said,
the words are so beautiful that one can almost imagine them being set to music.
What would you like for Christmas, little boy?
Shut up, you fuck.
for Milky Mouse.
It is Christmas.
YULELOG.
Do you hear what I hear?
That's what I like to hear.
And then, kiddies, I says, ho, 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 I says. And to all Chinese junk, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, hokum.
Santa's coming in town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I'm afraid Santa's gonna be a little late this year.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
You selfish bastard.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
A fucking machine, as you may call it.
What a great holiday gift.
Oh, absolutely.
Try it today.
This thing is not for sale for any price in any store.
That steady repeated sound you hear is an electrical S scanner.
Try it today.
What a great holiday gift.
I'm gonna send a socks into you.
Better watch out now.
This is Nat King Cole. I'd like to say to all of you, everywhere, that I hope you have a
really good blowjob.
Suck on me, baby. Oh, that's really, you do that really nice. Really nice.
That was beautiful.
It's the best blowjob ever.
Meanwhile, back at Springfield Junction,
Carol and Peter wrapped some of their cookies in bright red paper. Peter made a card for the box, which read,
I do not like to eat chicken pot pie.
That was beautiful.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy dim and dreamlessly, the silent stars abide.
Was beautiful.
You shut up.
Spotlight Productions will perform the timeless holiday classic
Santa Hates Jewish Kids
December 11th through 13th, just north of Baseline Road in Phoenix. For more information, call 83427.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I've got presents for everyone. Here's a pocket watch for old Butch.
It looks like a ball of blue spaghetti with tiny orange tassels on its end.
And for Nancy, a Snoopy doll.
I'm scared.
Here's a toy clown for Ashley.
It's ugly.
Look what I have for Mom.
Decinel douche powder.
Oh, Santa, thank you so much.
And for good old Dad.
2 pounds of coke, 4 Stevie Wonder record albums, and a couch.
Just what I've always wanted.
Well, it's time for me to go
book my old lady.
But I'll see you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I've been dreaming of a white Christmas.
You have big trees in the living room with stockings hanging up with candy in it. That's filthy, filthy, right, Mexican? You put candy in a stocking that you wear? Am I right or wrong? Mexican, you're right. They don't know what the hell's going on.
All the boys and girls of the world had been especially good all year long. So naturally,
we still got the shaft.
Surprise!
Merry Christmas, Bing. Merry Christmas, Frank. Merry Christmas.
Billy Chartreuse.
Merry Christmas.
Barbara, whatchamacallit.
Happy birthday, Carl Funkweiler.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I have 3 wishes for the new year. I hope there is world peace. I hope they cure cancer. And I hope the Olsen twins make a porno film.
Ho, 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 ho! Yes, sir!
You can keep that resolution.
Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year.
Merry Christmas.
You assholes!
Would this be called a sports car?
No.
This particular car?
No. Just a plain, ordinary, simple car.
Just a smaller car this would be. What would be the chance of, when you finish with it this evening, of taking a spin in it?
Rather hard. I live way down in Millbrae.
Well, if we could go with you now and then. When you get done tonight, we could just go out for a ride on the peninsula.
Busy right now.
Why don't we get you home on a bus or something like that? Can we take a spin in it?
It's just not very ethical, that's all. I don't
What do you mean? What do we look?
No.
Evil or something?
No, just that it's a company owned car and I'm not allowed to let it on.
Are you intimating we're going to steal the car?
No.
Let's forget the company policy. You sit in the back seat and we'll take it out for a spin tonight.
No, thanks.
You can bring somebody with you.
No, that's all right.
Could we drive over the Golden Gate Bridge now?
No.
Why? Could I just ask why so we'll understand?
Well, I told you, it's against company policies. I'm sure if you go right down here, they'll let you drive any one of their sample cars if you're interested in buying them.
Yeah, we wanted to drive one that somebody's already had.
Yeah, well...
We really wanted to drive your car. We saw you, and then we saw the nice little car. Could we have it over the weekend?
No, I'm sorry. I told you, it's against
just
all company policies.
Just Saturday and Sunday.
No, I'm sorry.
No?
I don't know.
I really don't.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. Was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain. Suit my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the while everybody's having Christmas turkey, they give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Say, excuse me, are you in a rush?
Yeah, I have to go now. Sorry.
You walk up and down the street here frequently enough?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Take it easy. Here are the police. There we go.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
Thank you.
Get in.
By the way, when you started the car, we wanted to tell you.
Well, I mean, it's rather unusual the way you got in.
To explain what you did?
Perfectly right, but we'll do the explaining at the police station.
Okay. We wanted to tell you.
You gentlemen ever been arrested before? No arrest records? Here or in any other state? Where is your home at?
Here in San Francisco. Save a lot of time.
That's right, but we're talking the station.
One thing we'd like to make it easy. Please, is a precision instrument. I think we should have a right to tell you what this is.
Stand with a parade of
Well, that's interesting, Ryan. And you just got a lesson on how not to get arrested from Carl and Sharp. All the box had mentioned about these two tracks was CNS Get Arrested Parts 1 and 2, so that's certainly entertaining and a lesson learned from two pranksters. Between the two was a Christmas holiday classic, Christmas in Jail with the Youngsters. Before all that mess was the other excuse why I'm doing a Christmas show this year, because it lets me play a very special Wayne Butain Christmas again. And before that is, of course, Druggist. Let's see, what else is to bore you with? We got a new sucker for the Jungle Room that's coming up right after this show, and it's called the Mid-Valley Mutations with Austin Rich. 2 hours of God knows what, which is pretty typical for the Shootist Jungle Room here. So if this was confusing enough, well, here's Austin Rich and the members of the Mid-Valley Mutations people, and that they could carry on. Anything else? Well, we're still fighting over, are we going to get a built house or a prefab house? We're even going to real estate agents, and you cannot get anything under $200,000 in a town like Bullhead City, because apparently Californians are driving into Nevada, and Californians in Nevada are driving into here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, like I said, we're going to be staying in a tent on that on our property. So, that's great balls of fun. Just in time for summer, too. Well, I'd go any further, but this is Christmas. I guess the music I'm playing and elsewhere will bore the hell out of you or depress you. So, I'm going to leave you people alone. I will see y'all next month in the round of the Wiggle Room here. And that's about it. Play the last few tracks. Probably the closest Christmas you're going to hear from Coil and Sharp is a track called Yiddish Reindeer. And beyond that, well, I don't know how I'm going to end this damn show. So, good day, good luck, and good luck out there, and good day again, because we're all going to need it. Later, y'all.
This is Jim Misham here, and I'm Bill Blake. We just got a license from the city today for a small display we're going to set out on the pavement here tomorrow. We're going to have about 40 reindeer out in front of your store. We'd come in here tonight and tell you.
40 reindeer?
Yeah.
I would tell you.
It's going to be advertised.
Yeah, that'd be plus, all right.
Now, from time to time, we don't want to place any restraint on the reindeer. They're from the wide country, they're used to their freedom.
Sure.
And needless to say, various photographers will be here taking shots. Pictures will be taken of the area.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's possible that one or two, and they're entirely harmless, are very tame, will occasionally break away from the herd and come into the store itself.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you will be getting reindeer in the store tomorrow.
All right.
Now,
as long as you don't mess up anything, you don't break anything.
Will it be all right if the reindeer just chew on some of your magazines? We'll reimburse you.
Oh, no, sorry. They ain't going to chew.
They can chew on any magazine.
They can. That's
all right.
True, too.
We'll see.
What time do you take them away?
Oh, they'll probably be here just from 11 to 3, did he say, or 2:30?
And I think this brings a point up.
17, daytime means?
During the day, and this is a point I'd like to clear up with you. Now, it's either a question of us taking them away or of storing them someplace in the neighborhood. Now, would it be
meanwhile.
Can you believe it's the winter solstice already? Man, 2021 is just cruising along.
I can't believe we managed to get all our shopping done on time this year. I hope everyone likes electronics. Let's say I have a connection.
It was a bit of a photo finish this time, for sure. Wait a minute. What's that sound?
What sound?
Is it... Could it be?
What are you talking about?
Is that Santa?
It's probably just the wind.
I can't believe it. He's here. He's here. And early.
It's not Santa. It's just our annual holiday special.
Oh. That makes a lot more sense. Can I put out milk and cookies anyway?
I don't know. Have you been a good boy this year?
It's the Mid-Valley Mutations
2021 Holiday Special, featuring seasonal musical selections to help get you in the holiday spirit. Now with 100% more Jingle Cats. Celebrate the holiday season Mid-Valley style with holiday audio selections that just feel right this time of year. And welcome to another exciting edition of Mid-Valley Mutations here on Sheena's Jungle Room. And I think I might have had one of the more technical difficulty-less starts to my show, which is fabulous because, I've been kind of new around here, and certainly getting to know how this works and learning the ropes, as it were. I feel like I'm a freshman, mostly in that I'm gaining 15 pounds like a freshman does during my initial run here at Sheena's Jungle Room. I'm having a blast, actually. I'm like just, you know, getting to play all sorts of fun stuff and doing the holiday thing right. And tonight I've actually got a cool little program going because I have a few helper elves, as it were, on the program. Josh of Major Hex has supplied me with quite a playlist of some holiday tunes. And then this was supplemented by Zeries of Zeron, who is... gosh, in a number of projects, he's more or less an entity unto himself. Let's just say that. He supplemented the playlist. So we've got 2 hours of stuff that's kind of been picked out by my helper elves. And then I've actually kind of gone over it and inserted a few selections here and there to just kind of flesh everything out. This has been kind of fun, getting into the holiday spirit, wearing my Santa hat. And I think we should probably head on over to the Grumpy Punk's house, because I think we got some fun stuff coming from the back porch where we usually hang out when we're over at that place. And, we just kind of like kick it with a few drinks and just, kind of turn the radio on and see what's happening. So let's get into that. It's Mid-Valley Mutations on Sheena's Jungle Room, and... well, it sounds a little like this.
You're
Ask you around.